Today, the bottomless pit. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today I'm joined again by Edwin Almeida, our property insider. Hi Edwin.
G'day Martin.
Is your flu better?
Oh, getting there. It's good old Vicks.
Now, I want to talk to you about the latest developments on the Mascot Towers situation, right? So that's effectively where it's now clear that there are major remediation works that are going to be required on that development. But what's happening is that the initial estimate of what is actually going to be required to fix this is astronomical, and it translates into a very significant burden for each unit and apartment owner. Now, what's going to happen, and how is this going to play out, do you think?
Well, it is an interesting one. No doubt. I mean, at the beginning they were talking 1 million, and we were saying it's going to be closer to the 10 million, and I think that's what it is thus far. 10 million. You've got to ask yourself the question: if a building needs $10 million worth of rectification work, is it really worthwhile keeping it up? Is that going to resolve all the problems in the first instance? I don't know whether it will. I don't know whether they'll be able to remediate that fully. It's just going to be opening up a can of worms. You dig here, you find something else. You dig there, you find more, and it's just going to be ongoing. Is it going to be 10 million? Is it going to be 12 million? Is it going to be 15 million? Is it going to be 20 million? So when you're looking at the way that they're also looking at funding this, I know there's a couple of funding groups that want to get involved with this because obviously they're guaranteed it and the loan will be against the owner's corporation. It's a mess. It really is a mess. The question is, are people going to be compelled to buy into that project, although let's say the remediation takes 12 months? And then everybody moves in, and then people's circumstances and lifestyles changes, and then they put the property up to market. Well, guess what? That loan, I believe, is going to be an extension of about 10 years as well. So you're literally going to be buying an apartment with a loan, a further loan facility attached to it. Are the banks going to lend? The incoming purchaser, given the fact that's going to have to be disclosed in the contract of sale, it's a material fact. So it's just a whole mess. Then you've got to ask yourself the question: as is, how much is the building worth? Given the fact that now they've quantified the remediation to 10 million, how much is the building worth? Let's round figures. It's about 100 million or 110 million of value there. In the, if it was solid, it would be in today's market be worth around 100 to 110 million. So now with all these issues, and even after the remediation, how much of that glossy value, that emotional value, how much of that has gone now by the wayside? Is it 10%? Is it 20%? Is it 30%? Is it 40%? So therefore, is now the building worth building as a whole? Is that Mascot Towers as a whole now only worth 70 million after being fixed? So at 70 million, so we've gone from $1 million. Dollars per apartment to $700,000 per apartment. So these are all the things that are going to be going through purchasers' minds and people's minds, and certainly things that go through my mind. If somebody says, "Oh, Edwin, can you help me buy in Mascot Towers? What do you think? What do you think the apartment is worth?" I'd start at 40%, and then just work up to maybe 50% if it gets remediated properly. But there's no guarantees. Don't forget, we've got the rail network right underneath. Look at where we are. I tried to warn people 8 years ago, and this is we're only just scratching the surface. So, look, you only have to contract a builder to build your home. So you've got a contract to build a home, and then there's all the variations. They're all extras. So typically, you start at $250,000 for the project. By the time you finish, then everybody puts their nose in as to how they think you should have the home finished. It ends up costing you $350,000, $375,000. The same thing's going to happen with Muscat Towers, particularly because we've got a collective group of people that are going to want to know how it's going to be finished, and they're all going to want to have a say. Although it's going to be the project's going to be managed by the owners' corporation, the committee, blah blah blah. It's a hundred heads of people or units determining what's going to happen. So it's a really big can of worms with regard to that. And secondly, we don't know what they're going to find. As I said, they're only making, and these are only, yes, they're assumptions made by engineers, but made by specialists. But at the end of the day, they are still assumptions because they don't know what else they're going to find when they start remediating the works.
Mm. But at very least, what you can say is, because I think what they're talking about is spreading the costs of that extra remediation over, let's say, 10 or 15 years, right? But that means essentially there's an additional cash flow on that property that wasn't there before. So that is going to have a mathematical reduction in value simply because of that cash flow out over that medium to long term, right? So there is at one level the mathematical revaluation, but then you've got the psychological issues as well. In other words, would anybody really want to buy into that, that particular development, right? So that's why you're looking at values, significantly down. I mean, not just a few percent, but significantly down, and probably staying down for a very, very long time.
Well, that's right. And then you've also got the funder. Are they going to really take the risk? What's going to be their instructions to the valuer? What are they going to say to the valuer? The valuer, everybody knows it's this is it. This is this address is it's etched in stone. In all the valuers know about it. They know the history. The banking institutions know about it. They know the history and so forth. And again, I think that they, because of all these issues, now the banks are going to start taking a stronger position with regard to material fact and disclosure. Disclosure of with regards to the strata reports, because they've got to hedge their loan facilities as well. They've got to protect themselves. So yeah, all these, as I said, Martin, given all that and all that emotion and all that, those ongoing concerns, and do you buy into that? And why would you when down the road apartments are going to be just as cheap with allegedly without any issues thus far? So it's going to be a huge problem for the people that are currently own those apartments. But in one of the articles that I was reading, there was a story was told by one of the owners that had just purchased about 12 months ago. I can assure you he's got grounds for recourse against the selling agent and the strata manager on that as well, because for not disclosing material fact, because a lot of that information was there, and also whoever did the check on the strata report, whatever company did the check. So there are a lot of grounds for people that have bought in that complex in the last few years to chase the professionals that were selling those apartments, the strata company, and also the people that were allegedly looking into the strata reports, because most of the time they just skim through the financials as opposed to really digging deep and seeing what's happened in the past. There's a good friend of mine, Paul. He's read over 100 strata reports in and around that area, and he reads them thoroughly. So again, you've got to, if you're going to buy into these complexes, when you're going to get a strata report, don't just get, you know, any Tom, Dick, and Harry to give you a report that they're going to charge you $360 for, and all they've done is just read the financials for the last 3 years. You need to get somebody that call themselves a specialist. They might charge $600-$700, but that's because they read the whole freaking report. They want to know what the background is from day one.
Yeah. So it goes back to the old adage, caveat emptor, buyer beware, right? And now people should look at this particular development as a case study as to what may go wrong, and therefore they're on alert for purchasing elsewhere. So it's really important to get into the detail and don't just take people's word, but actually do the work yourself, eh?
Definitely. And again, but if they, as I've been saying for a while, Martin, you've said agents have got to be very, very careful how they market the properties. And a lot of the agents and agencies that have been marketing the properties with captions, great investment opportunity, you'll never regret it, all this sort of thing. Anything that implies a future growth, in investment. Well, we're not allowed to. Our regulations don't allow us to market as such because that's deemed to be a financial product. So we've got to be careful. But I can assure you that a lot of these agents that have sold in those areas and sold these developments have got these very, very strong captions and very clean, black and white. And when they get taken to task by a lot of the people that have bought off the plane, and guess what? It's turned out not to be a great financial investment. It's turned out not to be a great opportunity. It's turned out not to be all hunky dory and sprinkles and everything. It's turned out to be a bad investment. Well, they've got recourse to go back against the agent or the agency that told them the product that advertised it in the way that made you feel like you were never going to lose.
Yeah. Edwin, once again, I appreciate your advice, and, people need to be very, very careful, don't they?
They certainly do, Martin. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
See you next time. Thanks.
Cheers.